Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Here we go. It's hour number two of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan, and we are just moments after the NFL due time for cuts being made across the NFL, and we have some Cowboys news that is flowing in for you, so let's dig into this. Brian Schottenheimer press conference coming up in 15 minutes. The Rangers player show move to tomorrow. So we got Zion Childress on the 53-man roster. This is from Nick Harris, Fort Worth Star-Telegram. Quickly emerged in camp as a viable option at slot corner. Could be in line to start week one if Trayvon Diggs is not available. Do you think he earned that spot, Brian? Is that what you would have done?
Yeah, I think to me that they asked Hall to be that guy. And the more that he played, the more he got exposed on some of the things some of the man coverage stuff. I'm not saying he's not an aggressive kid, but just – his ability to close, to finish, I just didn't feel it was as good, as what they got with the other guy. So I'm not surprised at all that they're looking into it this way.
Yeah, and he was one of the players that was remarkably more physical and capable of tackling, which you see something, Wolchuk, just pop up?
Well, we've just got the full list of released and waived, and Hall did not make it. Hall is one of them that was released. Buddy Johnson, I know some people were asking me about as well. Texas A&M local product linebacker, also one of those that has been released. I mean, I did think Zion Childress outplayed Kimon Hall, and I'm a Kimon Hall fan. He's a fellow North Texas Mean Green, but I love the way Zion Childress plays, man. And if I had to line up, you know, without Diggs against the Eagles, and Deron Bland did not want to move inside to play the slot, I'd give Zion Childress the first crack at it.
If teams are going to try and run the ball on you, then you're going to need somebody, if they get an 11 personnel and try and run the ball, him playing in the slot, playing close to the ball, will be something that will benefit the Cowboys.
No doubt.
His presence off the edge and his ability to read and react as quickly as he does, I think will benefit this team.
And that's part of the reason why guys like a Deron Bland, even though he can do that really well, guys don't want to have to do that. That's a huge role if you're a nickel corner. You're playing in the box. You're going to have to do some blitzing. You're going to have to get a little bit grimy with the big dogs, be willing to make some tackles. And Childress showed that he's absolutely a guy that is more than willing to do that. So I totally appreciate that about him.
With C.J. Goodwin and Will Greer both being on the release list here, so and Hakeem Adeniji and Ernest Brown are also on here, Brian.
Oh, so they did the thing with Adeniji then, huh?
Yes. So is that the vested veteran type of deal here? With any of these guys, like with Goodwin or Greer or Adeniji?
I think they're going to carry just two quarterbacks and try and get him to the practice squad. He's subjected to waivers though too. So somebody could claim Will Greer here, you know, and then Dallas would be out. But like the hope is to get him to the practice squad.
How much more hope did Joe Milton give you in preseason game three that with a game plan optimized for winning, not developing,
if
he
you
can
ask,
be more effective?
Yeah, ask Joe Milton just to go play football. Joe Milton could go play football. And you know, Joe Milton, pocket passer. Joe Milton, read the field. Joe Milton, do those types of things. Probably not very good, Joe Milton. But you're going to adapt your offense. If something happens to Dak, and God forbid it does, then you're going to have to play with an offense that's like much like what you saw in that preseason game. It's going to have to be some RPO stuff. It's going to have to be him running the football. It's going to have to be, you know, he made some really good passes in that game. And his receivers did a good job of getting open for him. I can imagine him throwing the ball to CD and throwing the ball to Pickens, throwing the ball to Ferguson, you know, and having some success that way. But I always say this, it's going to have to be kind of a college offense.
I love it.
And he's capable of that.
Well, you know, I think that's the smart thing to do. It would make no sense if you're trying to develop Joe Milton as a pocket quarterback to keep him. But if that's the plan and you're going to unleash that on a Sunday when Dak can't play and you just basically gave the NFL no opportunity to prepare for that, then I think they probably, you know, were very wise during the preseason to approach it like that, even though it was frustrating. Is James Houston on the team, Wolchuk?
Yes, James Houston's on the team. James Houston is not one of the players that is on here in terms of released and waived. You already mentioned Tommy Akingbisote. I am the Adeniji thing is fascinating.
I thought that he had made this team, and I was surprised. I thought it was going to come down to Adeniji and then Awesome Richards, if that's the case. But
maybe there's still a way they can get Adeniji back, because I thought he played really well.
Yeah,
and as a backup tackle, you need those guys. And like I like a Johnny Cornelius, who they drafted out of Oregon. And in a pinch, I'd rather play Adeniji at right tackle.
And he made the team, right?
Yes, Adeniji is on the roster.
He is. I wonder if they did, like you say, I wonder if they did this with Adeniji thinking that they could get him back. But I know they really did like the rookie, though. I know that they were, Cornelius was somebody that they, I thought that they switched out Awesome Richards for Cornelius. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, Cornelius is on TJ Bass.
How many offensive linemen is that? Okay, that would be the five starters. Nate Thomas, Bass, Hoffman.
Yep.
That's eight, right?
Mm-hmm. And then
Cornelius would be nine. Yeah. So they did go nine. They didn't go 10. How many defensive linemen did they go then?
Tyrus Wheat was waived.
Okay.
So they did not keep him.
Okay, so let me do this real quick then for you. Nealon Osa.
I think it's Tom, 11.
Yeah, it's, we saw
with James Houston.
There we go.
And then Turner, you know, we talked about Peyton Turner's unreserved injured.
Yeah, we knew, we kind of threw that out there the other day that they might go with nine offensive linemen and 11 defensive linemen.
I mean, Jay Toia also has made it. Ernest Brown is interesting, though. I mean, that was a guy that we'd kind of thought maybe would be a surprise one to keep, but maybe they think they can be able to get him back on the practice squad.
Yeah.
Brian Schottenheimer coming up in about 8 minutes here on your home of the Cowboys. We'll see what the head coach says today about his first roster as they sit 9 days from Cowboys Eagles.
Can I ask you about, how about Clark? The safety? The safety.
Yeah, Elijah Clark was waived.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else, guys, on the roster? Jumping out to you. We reset Winfrey. Winfrey did make it. Perry Winfrey, there was a Winfrey scare earlier.
James Houston's on. I think those were the two biggest ones that fans were wondering about.
The biggest opinion that can come from this cutdown is that the Cowboys front office is hamstringing the coaching staff by insisting Mozzie Smith and Luke Schoonmaker are on the team. So all the other coaching staffs get to go with, or at least the coaching staffs of functional teams get to choose all 53 players. With the Cowboys, you got to keep some guys that they drafted so they don't have egg on their face. And so Jerry doesn't have to pay a guy who's not going to be on the team. It's really important stuff they prioritize. Okay, what a former agent says he would recommend as the next course of action for Micah Parsons moving forward. Have a couple of minutes. Adam Schefter painting the picture on ESPN this morning. We could approach a time where both Micah and the team file grievances against each other. Micah to the Cowboys for trying to circumvent the agent, even though there's nothing in the CBA that prevents that. And then, you know, the Cowboys to Micah for faking a back injury, because Joel Corey chimed in on this. Our friend from CBS Sports, the former agent turned journalist, was asked on Twitter, what would be your recommended course of action if you were representing Micah? Says it depends on the client's tolerance for trying to make things uncomfortable. One tactic could be Micah Parsons suiting up for week one and then tweaking something in pregame where he cannot play. Some variation of that could go on all year.
Yeah.
I want nothing to do with that. That sounds like torture for a Cowboys fan. I mean,
well, would be even worse about it. It is one of your best players, but the fact that you would, now you're short a player, you know, I would rather just make him inactive, you know, and being able to dress somebody else. If he's not going to play, then just make it where, you know, don't even give him the chance. If you think he's going to be that guy, just make him inactive.
And if it, I mean, the Cowboys would have to just end up moving conduct detrimental to the team, right?
Yeah.
And then he ends up.
How do they prove the back? I mean, they'd have to go to
But they had the MRI for, and the MRI was cleared.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Is that a team MRI? They might have to, Micah might have to go to another, a league approved doctor to see, in fact, he has problems or he does not.
And then you get into like all the different things you could be faking. I got an ankle. Oh, now I got a concussion and my concussion symptoms are lingering. I can't tell you what day of the week it is. Like, it becomes very difficult to prove.
I'm sick. I'm not feeling well.
Yeah, it could get messy. I might have COVID right here. I'm contagious. I don't want to come around the guys. I think if he pushes that far, it would be the end of the fans supporting him. And I don't know if the locker room would support him through that either, because the opportunity now with Diggs coming back is to be a takeaway defense and light up the scoreboard, play from ahead, and that's just flushed absolutely down the tubes if Micah Parsons not playing. We'll come back and get you the Brian Schottenheimer press conference, see what he has to say about this team coming up next in the nation.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
All right, welcome back. We are standing by for the Brian Schottenheimer press conference here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. We'll go up there here in just a minute. Shoddy, 4 minutes late, and I think that's a new record for him. But Brian has a better topic on Shoddy. He said, would anybody like to bet lunch that the first thing coach says is this is one of the hardest days he'll ever have to go through?
Yeah.
That's it, right?
If Shoddy, I'm going to make this bet. If Shoddy in the first 3 minutes does not say no. It gives it one of those, oh, coaches hate this day. Nobody likes this day. This thing goes more than 3 minutes, and he doesn't say that. I'm buying everybody brisket sandwiches.
Here we go. Buddy, I think you're safe, but I am going to be watching this thing like a hawk. I could really use one of those brisket sandos right about now.
Get the clock ticking.
We talking about the lodge?
It starts right now, right?
Yeah. Potatoes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be, and I bet within a minute after that, he tells a story about how he observed his dad on cut down day,
yeah,
how exactly. stressed out he was. Well, and
he'll say that, you know, this is, you have to be like, it has to be an honor. You know, I mean, this is, you have to make it about, you got to tell the player exactly what he did, what he didn't do. You know, you got to make it, you know, let him know. Just don't say, hey, we're making a decision to go in another direction. You know,
Chief, you seen what I'm seeing? By the look on your face, I think, yes.
Mm-hmm. My favorite Ranger of all time. Looks like Nasty Nate Evaldi is dealing with a rotator cuff strain.
Oh, geez.
That's not good.
And he is likely done for the season.
Turn out the lights.
Had a good shot at the Cy Young, too,
the whole
man.
DeGrom thing that we were talking about earlier. Let's go ahead and put him on ice for next season. And
well, that's unfortunate for Nate.
We're playing for a Cy Young. Let's go, DeGrom.
They literally took us
to
the Cowboys season. That's what they did.
Thank you, Rangers, for a tremendously entertaining. And, you know, I suppose, you know, Kamar Rocker could come back and be amazing, and Leiter could be awesome, and Kelly could be awesome. You know, it doesn't have to mean that this is the end, but your chances of, you know, coming back from 5.5 back of the wild card now with 28 games to play or whatever we're at is highly reduced. And the chance of the ERA title is now completely out, even though he was temporarily there. It comes down to a percentage of your team's games played, and he will not get there. But, yeah, I think now that Evaldi is out, you do have to very seriously consider, let's shut both of these guys down and make sure we're coming back strong here in 2026 with our two aces there at the top of the rotation. That one is tough.
Jared added that CY said surgery is not required, and to understand the timeline, he added that Evaldi could be available if the team made a deep postseason run, but obviously without him, that's very unlikely.
Yeah, indeed it is. Okay, so great season there by Nathan Evaldi. Really one of the great pitching performances that we've seen, and I think it's very impressive what this coaching staff and training staff has done, not only bringing guys back from Tommy John, drafting guys with Tommy John because they're so confident now they're getting an absolute steal, but then keeping older guys, you know, in the mix and pitching like they are in their prime. If I'm Merrill Kelly, I think he's 36, about to be 37 years old. I'm going to consider that once we get to the off season. I want to be around these Rangers pitching coaches and this Rangers staff, who seems like they have a fountain of youth down there. Kind of reminds me of what the Astros had going on at the height of their powers. Now we just need to get some damn offense going. Could we get something from Brian Schottenheimer on Micah Parsons? They're going to practice this afternoon, or they already did practice?
They're off, yeah. I think the next 2 days they're off.
So does he expect Micah to be in here Wednesday, Thursday? So we're going to get to Friday, and that's going to be the start of the practice week.
Right, right.
So at some point in the next 48, 72 hours, could we get, you know, a Micah Parsons appearance in the building?
Well, right now, I know that that Diggs, on the player day off, Diggs is working on his conditioning. Like, he's in there working. So maybe Micah maybe be a part of this too? I don't know.
I hope so.
Now, when you talk about Trayvon Diggs, just a matter of conditioning, is that cardio conditioning or is that muscular conditioning to be able to trust your quickness and everything?
Run.
Because he said he has no physical limitations.
Just run. It's like his overall wind. And I guess I don't know. To me,
and they have one padded practice between now and game day.
Right.
And cornerback is probably the position that requires the most conditioning in all of the NFL. Right. I mean, they're running new receivers on the field. They're putting all kinds of different personnel out there. And if you are one of the team's top two corners, you ain't coming off. Yeah. So I could imagine. But I want to build some sort of a third and long look. Like, let's knock a little bit of the rust off and get you out there on, you know, key drives, first downs and long third downs or something. There's got to be a way, you know, to see what you can get there, because whether it's I guess it's going to be Childress and Elam, you know,
they've only got five corners that they can even dress right now on the roster with Carson being hurt, and that includes Diggs. So I mean, something can change, obviously.
Carson made the team, right?
Yeah, but he does have the star designation of, you know, probably going to be expected to go on IR and be exchanged. At least Nick is saying Maffa and Carson will both go on IR, and then CJ Goodwin and Akeem Adeniji in 24 hours, they'd probably flip them.
Yeah.
What do you think is taking Shoddy so long? You think he's chatting with players?
He's like, he's talking about how he's going to compose himself, you know, like he's going to, hey, this is a tough time. I got to compose myself. Don't want to be too emotional. No Broadus has some brisket Sandoz on the table. Got to make sure I get it within the time limit.
You got to strike the right note, because while it is disappointing, the guys that are making the team are incredibly excited.
Oh, yeah. But the thing about it, you got to remember too about the team is that this won't be the same team maybe Friday. It'll be, well, now the fact they have a Thursday game, but you know, you've got a couple of waiver periods you're going to have to endure here for the players. I mean, you can't breathe easy if you're one of those guys that are players 51, 52, or 53, because there might be somebody out there that they like better that they just put a claim in and flip you out of there. So
yeah,
it could be a different looking roster here Friday afternoon when they get ready for these practices.
303 says Rangers entertaining. You mean frustrating? It has been, but I think individually for Evaldi and for DeGrom to do what they do and did it just gave us a nice side story going along with the season that it wasn't, you know, totally frustrating. You know, the fact that Evaldi did this year bodes well for next year, and so does DeGrom's. And anytime you're dealing with guys that are getting up there in age and continue to battle like that, it's always been one of my favorite things in sport, and to get to watch those two guys at least, you know, 40% of the rotation gave you something to look forward to every night tuning into these Rangers games while they were struggling to keep their heads above 500. I can't believe they had the opportunity they did last night and went out there and just were completely pathetic. They're flailed away at the plate. Okay, I'm also getting beat up on text because I said a couple of things about the Cowboys earlier. Number one, I do think it's possible they win week one against Philadelphia. I think the Eagles have lost enough on defense that it's objective fact that they could slide back and be significantly more vulnerable. One of their best edges, their best pass rushing defensive tackle, and a good cover corner in Darius Slay, who's also getting up there, 33 or 34 years old last year, did not make the big plays, but his coverage was still good. And the Steelers, you know, out of their practices, Slay has been one of their best players throughout training camp and preseason. So I don't think that you can overlook the Darius Slay loss like it was addition by subtraction. That is a really good veteran corner that they lost. So, yes, they were significantly better, but the line between significantly better and just one of the good teams is there. And I think the Cowboys are going to catch them off guard with their running game. Like there's nothing you can be prepared for right now from Philadelphia's perspective. A couple of chunk runs, a day where you're running the ball for 5 yards an attempt before the opposition has a chance to react to you. And I'll tell you what, while the preseason sucked, I think Matt Eberflus has something going better than what Quinn and Zimmer have as far as stopping the run. There were a couple of plays against the Rams in the joint practice, the preseason game, and then against the Ravens, but it was right around 4 an attempt defensively.
Yeah.
So I do think there's a chance the Cowboys are better than what the overall big picture look is, and I think there's a chance the Eagles have definitely come back to the pack in the NFC. So I have that thought combined with the idea that I would not bet against the Eagles to win the division. Both those things can happen at the same time, right?
Yeah, they absolutely could. I think that the biggest thing in the Cowboys' favor is everything you said about the offense, all the unknown. They haven't shown a damn thing. I mean, not only is it the running game, but it's also what are they doing? The Turpin looks, right? The Pickens and CeeDee Lamb combo. How are they lining up the formations, the pre-snap motion? All the things that got us excited where you're getting the defense flowing one way and then you're going back the opposite way and creating easy passes, easy looks for Dak Prescott, scheming wide receivers open, which we've complained about for years and years. Things that they were doing that got us pumped in Oxnard. You haven't seen it all this preseason, and the Eagles don't know either. So all of that trying to catch the Eagles off guard from a defensive perspective certainly is in the Cowboys' favor week one. Those are things the Eagles don't really know what the hell they should be preparing for.
I mean, you could go out and score 27. You could go out and score 30. I don't think that's, you know, out of the range of possibilities. And you know, when you look at the division for the entire season, the smart money is probably no bet on this, unless you wanted to take Philadelphia at low odds. But I mean, their injury risk to bet on that to be healthy for 17 weeks and you know, continue to play at a high level after losing their coordinator in Kellen Moore. I think it's, you know, clearly Philly's the pick or no bet. Okay, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce have announced their engagement, guys. I felt like it was true love early. You know, when they snuck off behind those porta potties underneath that arena and had that moment about 2 or 3 weeks into their romance, I thought, holy cow, this is definitely not a bit. This is not any sort of a rollout. This thing's for real. And, you know, I guess today, what are we, almost 2 years since their initial romance? They've announced their engagement. How in on this are you guys, Wolchuk? I know you were big on the podcast, so this is perhaps more on your radar than any of us.
He watched it, and then he circled back and watched it again, like from like an all 22 angle.
Yeah, I did.
And he wanted to make sure he had everything buttoned up.
We're scouting him up.
Analysis.
But yeah, I mean, I thought, you know, Taylor seemed more likable than Travis did on that podcast. I mean, Travis was like googly eyes, like definitely in love. I think that it's not a publicity stunt. They sold me, and I'm happy for the happy couple.
I can't wait to see, like, is there a prenup situation? Because she makes like
a lot more.
Her net worth is like 8 times more than his.
A lot more.
People are already wondering how incredible the divorce album's going to be, you know, 5 to 10 years down the line. Because her every album is pretty much a breakup album for her. And they soar into the stratosphere. So the divorce album could be pretty unbelievable.
It could. Does she still have it? Is she still cooking like that?
Oh yeah.
You think?
She's at the top of the game from like just in terms of like the download stuff and just how her popularity and everything. Oh, yeah.
We'll see how the new album
YouTube
is.
YouTube short-circuited during that podcast.
Yeah, it did.
Do you think she's the Super Bowl performer this year?
I think it's possible. She's the favorite right now.
People are alleging that's going to be the case.
Like it's her. I think KNC were talking about it. It's her, Dua Lipa, and Sabrina Carpenter. And maybe Mariah Carey was another person they mentioned.
See, and I don't even know who Sabrina Carpenter is, but when I listen like when pop music is on, I can't tell who's who. It seems like there's so many new artists now, and then you got the K-pop thing blowing up.
Okay, you heard the Espresso song? That's Sabrina Carpenter. You've heard it.
Okay.
It's probably the most played song.
Give us a little rendition.
I can't sing it.
Yes, you can.
No.
But I've heard that one for sure.
You've heard it. I'll play it for you during the break.
She's a little bit more out there. She's leaning into the sensuality at a high level. That one is.
Okay. I mean, and that's tried and true. You know, that's a fastball right there. If you're not snuggling up to that as a pop musician, you better have one hell of a voice. You know, you better be one hell of a songwriter or something like that. Dolphins have added Rasul Douglas. They have signed the veteran corner to bolster their secondary and help fill the void left by Jalen Ramsey. 30 years old, spent the last 2 seasons in Buffalo, limited to just 3 games last season due to injury. 19 picks, 80 starts over 9 seasons, just 30 years old. He was one of those players that have been out there that I've been interested to see if the Cowboys would have any interest on. Apparently, they believe, you know, the Trayvon Diggs thing protects them from needing one. You also still have Asante Samuel Jr., Bradbury, and Stephon Gilmore out there, other name veterans.
Yeah, but Samuel's due for another MRI in October.
Yes.
So you're not going to get him until after the MRI, and he's probably going to be a break glass in case of emergency guy in the second half of the season for somebody.
And he's talking spinal fusion.
Yeah.
Like that's what the CT scan is in October to ensure successful spinal fusion. At that point, he'll look to sign with the team for the second half of the year. Several teams are keeping in touch with him, according to Jeremy Fowler. And we haven't heard that the Cowboys are one of those, right?
No, not at all.
If his number is around $10 or $12 million that he wants, I don't think he gets that. I think best case scenario is incentive-laden, bonuses for games played. Coming back from an injury like that, you're going to have to put something on film that shows you still got it. And maybe that'll be a golden opportunity for the Cowboys or another cornerback needy team as we hit midseason.
Man, I'm sorry, I can't help but think about just how incredible this wedding is going to be, though. You're going to have Jason Kelce giving a best man speech.
Oof.
We've seen what he's done from a Super Bowl standpoint. I know we don't like to think about it, but it's one of the all-time parade speeches. Type of outfit is he going to be using? Mm. I mean, the beer pong table with Mahomes and Jason Kelce is going to be through the roof. It's going to be superstars, A-listers all over the place. Perhaps my buddy Cooper McDonald, who is a Justin Northwest High School alumni who officially made the Chiefs roster, will be there. That's a big-time wedding that you'd be interested in being at.
Is that
even
a rarity?
More than the Bezos.
Is that a rarity? You don't get many NFL players out of Justin?
He's the only one.
Yeah. Yeah. I think there was a random weird story years ago. I think it might have been the Steelers Cardinals Super Bowl where the Steelers had some weird, like off the street,
long snapper who actually went to
a long
my
snapper
high school
from Northwest.
I'm pretty sure. And
Let's
he literally
go.
Played like maybe only the Super Bowl and that was it. But that's the only thing. Otherwise, Cooper McDonald making the 53 with Kansas City. Absolutely. He's the one seed for my high school.
Move over, Dustin May.
Dustin May.
Yeah, that's baseball.
It's baseball, but still, that's big time.
It's big
time. So does she become Taylor Kelce, you think? Absolutely
no,
not. I think it's more likely she becomes Travis Swift.
Yeah.
And this is a wedding that is a no doubt about her is going to be public. Like, they'll probably be streaming this thing. There'll be audio, video, or do you think they go, you can't go totally private. That's a content
People magazine mine. Will pay, like, huge money for the pictures.
Yeah, like Andy Cohen and Bravo. I bet they try and get something going on with this. There's too much money to be made. Unless they just want to pretend like, hey, we want to be private. But your life is public. Come on.
Okay, still no shoddy press conference. I mean, he's gone full Mike McCarthy on us. Couldn't even get to week one till he decided to start just putting the media on hold. Yeah. It's okay. We're used to
Maybe
it. We got
on some trades.
We got Brian Broaddus and Krusty's Corner hanging in the balance as well. If shoddy starts yapping, we'll break into that. But, Brian, what are we doing next?
Yeah, I'm going to look through this roster, and we're going to kind of figure out where they went light and where they went heavy, and is it the right thing to do? We'll do that next.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
All right, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. It's time now for the Brian Schottenhammer press conference here on your home of the Cowboys.
Yeah, you're happy to be here, right?
Calvin.
Calvin Watkins, Dallas Morning News. Thought process about keeping two quarterbacks on your 53?
Yeah, well, first, I think, you know, Calvin, what I want to say, number one, is to all the guys that came in today, I just can't thank them enough for all their hard work, and I'd be remiss if I didn't start with that. You know, the mantra of compete every day, these guys have done that, they've bought in. It was hard to sit down in front of those guys and, you know, be honest and tell them the why, tell them the things that they did well, tell them the areas that they can improve. And I think that's important because, you know, anytime you have those hard conversations, whether they're back or not back, which we have some control of, but we don't have all the control of, you know, they hopefully can use the thing that they're given the feedback about to improve themselves as a player. So we tried to do that, myself, the coordinator, the position coach. So first, let me start with that. I know you guys would probably ask me about that. But in terms of two quarterbacks, you know, again, we're always looking at situations. And we know Dak's our starter. And, you know, Joe's the backup. And I thought Joe settled in a little bit. It wasn't perfect. But we feel very good about, you know, Joe and his direction and where he can go. But, again, you know, nothing says we're not done looking around the league at all spots and not just quarterback. There's going to be a lot of names out there in a lot of different positions, and that process has already started for Will and his team, and it'll be a long night tonight and into the morning.
Hall and Childress, I know they were competing. What was the thought process there between keeping Childress?
Yeah, younger player. I mean, again, you know, Kimon's a special young man, good football player, very physical. Zion's instincts from the beginning have jumped off the film at us. You know, just his physicality, the way he can play as a blitzer, the way he can fill the B gap, and tough decision. But usually when you're dealing with two players that are very, very close, you tend to go with the younger guy.
Clarence Hill, DLLS Cowboys, and we're going to get back to the roster moves today. But just the Micah update, just did you talk to him Sunday about his body language, number one?
Yeah, Mike and I had a long conversation. Probably talked for an hour about a lot of different things and addressed a number of different issues and things like that. And at this point, I'm going to keep that between he and I. But we had a very, very good conversation.
Okay, moving forward, obviously this is all about September 4th. I know you say you believe he's going to be on the field. When does he need to get to practice and ramp up to get to that point where you can be confident he can play against the Eagles?
Yeah, well, I think, again, that's always the story, you know, like, you know, it's different for everybody. The fact he's been here gives him a little bit of a leg up on the fact that he knows the defense, and that could be a completely different story if he wasn't here. But at the end of the day, I think once we want him out there as soon as possible, and you know, when he's feeling up to it and all those things is a big factor into it. But every day that he can get out there and get reps would be great. But I do think very strongly that him being around has helped. Him doing some of the walkthroughs and things like that does help. There's communication. There's signals that come from the sideline. There's communication from player to player that he's getting all those things. But the best way to get good at football is to play football. And so I would say as soon as possible would be the desired effect.
Is there a deadline? I know just for game day, just, you know, since it's on a Thursday, you know, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to treat it as a normal week. You know, we'll start. We have a bonus Monday on Friday, and, you know, then they get their day off. The league has a number of rules where they have to get certain days off, you know, Clarence. But, you know, at the end of the day, as soon as he can get out there, that's great. But, again, there'll be a ramp-up plan for him. And, you know, when he lines up out there to play, you know, do I think he would play 75 plays in every play? Probably not. You know, I don't think that that's real. But I do think that he can be very disruptive, like we all know.
Brian, Todd Archer with ESPN. Has he given you assurance that he'll practice? Did that come up in your talks?
No, just again, you know, wants to make sure he feels good and all that stuff. But again, like I said, I haven't changed my tune on the way I feel. And like I said, very, very good conversation about a lot of different things. So power communication, I think, is great. And, you know, having the conversations with him, but even having the conversations with some of the players today, it just reminds you the people side of this business is really important. And, you know, had a great conversation with Mozzie, you know, brought Mozzie in, talked to Mozzie, just same topic, you know, just, hey, consistency. It doesn't matter that you're a first-round pick. You know, it's just we want to see you be more consistent. We know what you're capable of. And, again, that's one of my things I'm really important. It's important to me is to find time to have conversations and because I think it matters.
Today's obviously a day you had to deliver bad news to guys that they're not making the team. But do you ever deliver good news to guys to say, hey, you made it?
It actually happened today. I'll share it with you guys. I'm sure he won't mind me sharing it. So we brought Perrion Winfrey in, and he assumed he was being cut. And so he walked in, sat down in my office, and Will and I were in there, McClay and I were in there, and I did play it up a little bit. I was a pretty good actor, if I do say so myself, probably being kind of a jackass for doing it. But I said, you know, hey, these are hard days, and there's a lot of hard conversations that have to happen, but this is one I've really been looking forward to because I'm telling you, you've made the team. And he became very emotional. And it was – then I became emotional, and I looked over at McClay. He was emotional. And that's certainly something when you talk about a guy that's had this amazing game taken away from him and you really realize how much these players love this game, what they sacrifice to play this game, what they have to, you know, give up and go through and the, you know, the pounding it takes on their bodies. But the emotion of it, seeing Perrion react like that showed me two things. It showed me the passion that he has for this game, but also the pain that he's had to go through having it taken away from him and not knowing whether this would work out or not. And I told him, I said, the reason we wanted to do it is I wanted to see your reaction because I figured you would react like this, and he did not disappoint. Special young man.
John Machado with The Athletic. What made the difference for Mozzie Smith for you guys to keep him on the roster? Obviously, he was playing in the final preseason game.
Yeah, you know, it's a fair question, and that was part of the conversation with Mozzie, that, hey, you know, nothing is guaranteed. You know, we're all competing, and you've got your 53-man roster, but then you've got your game day roster. And, again, the message was the same. I thought Mozzie had two of his best practices last week. Thought he played well, had flashes during the game. Just okay yesterday. And so, again, the conversation and having hard conversations, some coaches might be like, yeah, hey, I'll just deal with that when we get back. But I wanted Mozzie to know that, you know, this has nothing to do with you being a first-round draft pick. It's there's an expectation of you as a player because of how talented you are, and we've seen it. We just need to see it on more of a consistent basis. And, you know, gave him my input. We had great conversation about, you know, how we can help him and him figuring out his routine and getting his body feeling better and things like that. It's the power of spoken words, man, where you just get on the same page. And that way, if there's a misunderstanding, it's not because I didn't have the courage to have a conversation. It's a misunderstanding because something was said that maybe they didn't like. And Mozzie didn't take it that way at all. It was a great conversation. But I just feel like you over-communicate as a leader that sits in a role like I do.
And kind of a weird question, but do you have final say on all 53, because there are a lot of people that believe that, for example, with Mozzie, that he's a first-round pick, and Jerry Jones is going to be like, Brian, we used the first-round pick on him. He has to be on the team.
Yeah, again, I've never felt one time pressured to do this or that because I don't feel like we have to because we have such good communication, you know, and at the end of the day, this is something that I want to do collectively. Like, I want to do the cuts with Will. I want Will to be in there. I want these guys to hear the same message, and I think it's important that it's not just me. Some of these guys, Will's been around longer than I have. He knows them at why they were drafted, when they were drafted, and things like that. And so, to me, at the end of the day, I've never and will never look at this situation in terms of, hey, you know, I have to have this. I remember Bill Parcells, I remember hearing it, you know, however many years ago, I think it was here, you know, if you're going to, what was the comment, if you're going to cook the food, you need to, you know, buy the groceries or whatever it is. And I think the game has changed quite a bit from them. So at the end of the day, I never look at it that way, and we will always do things around here collectively.
Nick Harris, Fort Worth Star-Telegram. Can you talk about the trade with the Saints today and Austin Richards and how that came about?
Yeah, again, Austin was a guy who was right there on the bubble. You know, Austin's played games for us, and, you know, we drafted him. He's done some good things. you know, more than likely it looked like he was going to be a guy we were going to release. And the Saints felt very strongly that this was a player that they had targeted, that they wanted. And rather than take a chance on losing him, they wanted to make the trade. And we felt good to get, you know, something for someone that was probably going to get released.
And then I would assume one of the tougher conversations was with Deuce Vaughn. Can you talk about his preseason and his outlook moving forward?
Yeah, you know, had a great conversation with Deuce. Such an incredible young man, damn good football player. So those are the hard ones. But again, you have real conversations, Nick. You sit down and you say, hey, look, you know, at this point, this is about what's in the best interest of you, Deuce. And sometimes a change of scenery is a good thing. And you know, if that's what he decides, then we certainly support that in terms of, you know, however the practice squad thing plays itself out. But, you know, I could not speak enough great things about Deuce and the type of football player he is. But it also speaks to the fact that you can't just be an offensive or defensive player. You have to have other roles. You have to do multiple things. And, you know, unfortunately, the special teams part of it, when you're a third or fourth runner or you're a fifth or sixth receiver, or you're a, you know, fourth or fifth safety, whatever it plays out. If you don't have other roles and you're doing those roles at a high level, then unfortunately you become a guy that you're on the bubble, and then decisions have to be made in terms of who's going to help us win games in more than one phase.
Tommy Yarsh, DallasCowboys.com. You mentioned the special teams aspect for that fifth or sixth receiver. What made Ryan Flannoy the guy that made you guys confident? Was it the special teams ability, and then what do you feel like he can do for you on offense?
Yeah, it was a tough one. You know, tough conversation with Jalen Brooks, and it was one of those things, Tommy, where we were going back and forth a lot, quite honestly. And like I've told you guys in the past, you know, we have point of attack tapes, we have target tapes, and literally the offensive side of it was like literally neck and neck. But over the past two or three weeks, I would say there's been no one that has played special teams more dominant than Ryan Flournoy. And as a gunner, he's been unstoppable, whether they single him up, they vice him because of his power and stuff like that. And he's you know, done some really good jobs playing receiver with contested catches and verse press release and things like that. But it's a perfect point to what Nick asked in terms of that was one that came down to, okay, hey, which way do we want to go? And there was a lot of back and forth, a lot of good conversation about it. And at the end of the day, when you turned on the special teams film, there was a guy that was doing it at a very dominant level. And so that's what tipped the scales in his direction.
Go.
Joe Hoyt, Dallas Morning News. Some guys like James Houston, Zion Shoulders, and Johnny Cornelius, maybe some guys that kind of progress and maybe earned this, at least externally. That's kind of what, you know, we kind of look at it as. When you're looking at those guys and you're kind of making your roster, when you kind of realize, hey, man, this guy might have kind of earned this spot and really opened our eyes throughout this camp?
Well, again, James is a guy I think I've been, you know, I get up here all the time and just talk about. I mean, the ability to rush the passer is such a such an important, you know, part of our game. And James has been pretty much unblockable in most competitive padded situations we've been in, whether it's scrimmages, preseason games, our padded practices, whatever it is, and that jumps out at you. Zion's a good young player that, again, has flashed. He got a lot of work with the ones during different things when we were moving pieces around and trying different things, and so he never shied away, and the skills never he never took a step back when he was put into the starting rotation, and we've been moving guys around. And then AJ's a guy that we just, you know, we like, and we see a huge upside for AJ, and that's why we drafted him. And so, you know, but there's not a date that you're like, oh, hey, this, because again, everything, you have to go back and you have to do your due diligence. You have to literally go back to when they were here in OTAs or in rookie minicamp, and then look at the player, the consistency, the performance, the ability to retain our information, and all those things go into it, which is why this is such a difficult and daunting task at times, because there's a lot of deliberation and there's a lot of differing opinions. And at the end of the day, you know, there's probably 6 to 8 different conversations and meetings over the past, I'd say, 3 or 4 days that help us come to these decisions that we made.
Zion, you know, I mean, obviously we'll learn more about Trayvon Diggs' situation, but Zion's a guy that could end up being your nickel corner week one against Philly, defending champs over nine. How much trust do you have in him to kind of handle such a big moment potential if he's called upon?
Yeah, well, obviously the fact he's on our team means we trust him. You know, I think he's earned that. I'm not going to give away any secrets of how we're going to play Philadelphia on opening night. But if you made our football team from a very, very competitive roster where we had to trim down from 91 guys, it shows you that we have trust in you.
Garrett Podell, CBS Sports. Brian, running back was a position you entered the offseason with some questions. End up with five on the roster at the moment. Kind of, how'd you just settle on that mix of five guys, and what's kind of your evaluation of the position now after cut down?
Well, I think, you know, I've got my sheet up here. You know, Javonte's been a guy from day one that I've been just really impressed with, and the professionalism, the run talent jumps out. You know, Miles is a veteran player that, you know, we've seen do it, you know, against us at Philly and went to Houston, and he's battled back from some stuff. But, you know, just his ability to stretch to the field and the perimeter and do some things coming out of the backfield is unique. Hunter Lepke's Hunter Lepke. Baller, leave it at that. And then, you know, Jaden's a guy that we've seen the twitch and the speed and the acceleration. And Phil Moff is a guy that, again, when you look at Phil play, you know, he's a big, powerful man that's hard to bring down, and people bounce off of him. And you know, I think it's a cool room because you've got the veterans in Miles and Javonte, you got Hunter, who is becoming a veteran, and then you got the two rooks that, again, we drafted, and I think we've seen the things that we wanted to see from them.
Saad.
Brian, Saad Youssef, The Athletic. With Savone Rommel, obviously there was some optimism during the draft that he might be ready during training camp. Just where is his progress at, and what are your expectations for him moving forward?
Yeah, again, you know, no timetables, you know that. He's doing everything in his power. He's working incredibly hard. You know, I think when you watch him work and you see him start to move, you see the things that we loved about him in the draft. But the biggest thing you want to do with a young player like that is you don't want to rush him back. You know, you want to make sure when he goes out there, he feels great. And, again, we're not going to do that. We're not going to rush him back. We're going to take our time, and when we feel like he's ready, then we'll do that. But at the same time, you know, you talk about a guy like Trayvon, who has done everything, and that gets you excited. You know, you can't get them all back at one time, but, you know, again, couldn't be more excited to see Trayvon out there the other day.
Skyler, do you have some?
Skyler Dixon with the AP. I've got a bigger picture of Micah question, but first, you said the other day the MRI was clear on him. Do you all consider him medically clear for practice? Or?
Yeah, again, you know, there's always a chance for more tests and things like that, but, you know, at this time we do, yes.
And you've been handed a pretty delicate contract situation in your first year as a head coach. How do you draw on all the years you've been in the league and try to handle that and deal with that?
Just try not to get distracted by it. You know, I mean, I think I get asked by it every time I come in here, which, again, I understand and appreciate. But I can promise you when I leave here, I don't get caught up in it. I really don't. I don't spend a lot of time on Twitter and things like that reading what people think and wonder why I'm running a football team, and I'm worried about the other guys. And the business side of it always works out one way or the other. The business side always works out. And so that's something that I'm not really in control of. And because of that, it's easy to say, okay, hey, let me focus on the stuff I am in control of. And that's getting these guys ready to play and be in great shape and have the scheme ready to go and the coaches ready to go on September 4th against Philadelphia.
Kyle.
Yesterday, Diggs and Guyton got some work in. How did they fare in that from a physical standpoint?
Yeah, they both did good. You know, again, we're bringing them back slowly, but it was great to see them both out there. And I think, you know, Guyton way ahead of schedule, it looks like, from what I saw, you know. But, again, does that mean he'll be ready to go on September 4th? I'm not going to put a timetable on it, but I was really encouraged. And then Trayvon, I think, to me, since we first started talking about this in training camp, the strides he's made is a testament to Trey and his work with Britt and his want to. And I saw a comment from him, you know, he's hungry, and you can see that. And to me as a coach, man, that's all about competition. Like, it's really cool to see him where he's, you know, chomping at the bit to get back out there and play. And that shows you he loves the game. And he's dealt with a lot over the last couple of years, but I like the look in his eye. I really do.
very quiet guy, and you've always talked about you're a relationship guy. Was it hard to kind of get with him, talk to him, get to know him a little bit?
No, I don't think so. I think, you know, I'm pretty good at breaking down walls, and you know, I'm pretty good at probing questions and asking things to get to the heart of the matter, if you will. I really enjoy being around Trey, and he and I have had a lot of good conversations. And if my couch could talk in a good way, some of the things I've been able to get to know about these guys, just with my conversations with them, are things and memories that I cherish, and I feel like it allows me to do my job at the highest level because I can kind of read them. And I think that's important when you sit in this role and you have to motivate guys to do things and work together as a team.
Pat.
Where do you think your needs are still, and you anticipate being active tomorrow on the waiver wire or looking to upgrade?
Always be active. You know, I mean, again, like I said, McClay looks exhausted right now, but I don't feel bad for him at all. I said, hey, I don't want to hear it. Get back in there and turn on some more film. He and his staff are working incredibly hard. Why? This is like a second draft, right? You're going to have all these players that get released into, you know, the free agency market and the waiver wire and the way it's set up, the claiming numbers and things like that, you know, where you can grab guys. And I think the way I look at it is if we can, you know, continue to be competitive and add pieces, then that means we're doing our job.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit MensTClinic.com. That's MensTClinic.com.